Chapter 12. Losses and Gains. Phileas Fogg was in prison in Liverpool. Aouda was crying. Passepartout was also crying. He felt it was all his fault. Fogg's face still showed no expression, despite his terrible situation. He took his diary out of his pocket. On the line which read, Saturday, December the 21st, Liverpool, he wrote, 80th day, 11:40 a.m. Then he closed the diary. At 2:33 p.m, he heard a noise outside. It was Passepartout and Fix talking. The door opened. The detective came in.
Sir, please forgive me. It was a mistake. They arrested the bank robber 3 days ago. You are free.
Fogg then made the only rapid movement of his life. He hit the detective very hard, right in his face.
To the train station, Fogg said.
The next train left at 3 p.m. Fogg promised the driver a reward if he got to London in 5.5 hours. As Fogg stepped off the train in London, however, all the clocks in the city showed 9:10. He had travelled around the world in 80 days and 5 minutes. He was 5 minutes late. He had lost the bet. Fogg went quietly home. Ruined. And all because of a detective's stupid mistake. Fogg accepted the bet for the honour and the challenge. But now he was poor. He had no more money because he owed the £20,000 at Baring's Bank to his partners at the Reform Club. The next morning, for the first time since he moved into the house, Phileas Fogg did not go to the Reform Club at 11:30 a.m. His friends didn't expect to see him there. He had no reason to go. That evening, he sent Passepartout to ask Aouda if he could speak to her. It was 7:30 p.m. He sat quietly with her for 5 minutes. Then he said, "Please forgive me for bringing you to England. When I was rich, I wanted to offer you a comfortable life. Now I can offer you nothing." "I ask you to forgive me, Mr. Fogg. When you stopped to help me, you delayed your journey," cried Aouda.
"I couldn't leave you in India. Anyway, I still have a little money. I want you to have it."
"They say it is easier to be with someone in times of trouble," said Aouda lovingly.
"Yes, they do say that," Fogg agreed.
Aouda stood up and took Fogg's hand.
"Will you marry me, Mr. Fogg?"
Fogg also stood up. There was an unusual light in his eyes. His lips trembled. He shut his eyes and then opened them again.
"I love you, and I am yours," he said simply.
"Ah," said Aouda happily. Fogg called Passepartout. He came immediately. Fogg was still holding Aouda's hand when his servant entered the room. Passepartout understood the situation at once. He was very happy. Fogg sent Passepartout out to the Reverend Samuel Wilson to try and arrange the wedding for the next day, which was Monday. It was 8:05. When Passepartout arrived, the Reverend was not at home. He was in church for the Saturday service. The Saturday service? Saturday? Passepartout ran home as fast as his legs could carry him. He arrived at Savile Row at 8:38 p.m. He couldn't speak.
"What's the matter?" asked Fogg.
"Tomorrow is Sunday."
"Monday," Fogg corrected him.
No, today is Saturday."
"Saturday? Well, that's impossible."
No, cried Passepartout. "You made an error of one day. We arrived 24 hours early. But now there are less than 10 minutes left."
They ran outside and jumped into a taxi. They promised the driver £100 and he raced to the Reform Club.